This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October, the end of October, 1st of November. We're talking about Premier Biomedical, Inc. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the co-founder and president of the company, CEO, Mr. Bill Hartman. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's always a pleasure.
You know, I wanted to talk about, I understand that you guys have some new products you're bringing out here on campus. And if you would bring myself and my listeners up to speed on some of these new fascinating products you guys are getting ready to launch or are already have launched.
Well, thanks, Everett. We're very excited about some recent developments. The biggest development is the passage of the Farm Bill of 2018. That literally legalizes for anybody who had any doubts. It was always legal. Hemp products were always legal. But this opens many doors, including potential sales to government agencies and the Army. As you remember, in the past, we revealed that we have a unit that's focused on selling to the Army. These are ex-Army and pharmaceutical people, and they have a series of meetings they've held in the past, and in the future we plan a lot more with the Army and the government agencies. Now, since our last appearance, we signed with a pharmacy and medical distributor, granting them exclusivity in four northeastern states. We're going to start training their sales force beginning January 2nd, and we're preparing that material, and that's going to be used throughout our organization in the future as well. Now, Everett, in the past, we talked about a European JV, a potential European JV. Being very honest here, things have just gone south on that discussion. We've really realized that a bad deal is not better than no deal. So we're temporarily putting that on the shelf, and really we're focused now in North America because we see just a whole lot more opportunity, as we'll cover in just a few minutes, okay? Now, the biggest news we have, short of the Farm Bill, is we're currently in discussion with two very large distributors in North America. And one of these very large distributors specializes in a large number of convenience stores. They loved our products, and they called them. We have, eight products, the topical pain relief products. These are our premium products, and they said they're a little pricey for convenience stores. They want the introductory products, so we proposed six products to them, and with packaging sizes and so forth and so on, and they picked three. So that'll give us a total of 11 new products, and we're kicking off production of those products as we speak. We're going to be releasing a press release because this organization wants this. They want to roll this out as a big deal for them as well. So I apologize to our listeners, but I have to be very cryptic here and say, believe me, there's going to be a press release issued on this very soon. We're very excited about that, Everett, because in order to bring the price of our products down, we had two ways we can do it. We can weaken the product. We have the strongest topical pain relief products on the market. We can weaken them and bring them down to where the competition is and the prices as well, but we didn't choose to do that. We made the products a little smaller, and we kept them at maximum strength because when people buy the product, they want relief. They don't want to hear a story. They don't want to know that they got a bargain. They want pain relief, and our products provide just that. The second large distributor focuses on large retail facilities. We've developed a task force consisting of our sales team, the distributor, and myself. And we've met and agreed on a series of steps, and we're continuing to pursue that. But this is on top of the big news we're going to have with the convenience stores. And by the way, that's a great number of stores. If I gave the number, people would think I'm bragging, but it's a huge number. By the way, in order to make this happen, we've developed a new DBA, a Doing Business As name. We've chosen it. We filed on it in the states that are apropos. We've reserved the name, and we're going to be marketing our products under two names, possibly. In essence, we're going to be our own competitor. Details will be announced via press release very shortly, but we're going to have a big introduction on this, Everett. So this is a big deal.
You know, if you would just give us a little bit of overview of 2018, some accomplishments you felt that you guys really accomplished, and then also maybe give us a trajectory of how you feel things are going to go in the first two quarters of 2019, and maybe tell us about sales and revenues of that first two quarters.
Those are very, very apropos for an end of year presentation and beginning of year. In 2018, we started the business in January of 2017 with one product, a 96-hour pain patch that was the best in the industry. The competition has 40 milligrams of CBD. We had 50. Our whole strategy has been to survey the market and develop superior products. More CBD, a proprietary mixture that no one in the world has other than us, and our products perform better. So during 2018, we continued to introduce new products, and today we have 8. Now, for 2019, by the way, our products include, just as an example, our ointment, our extra strength ointment. We have 500 milligrams of CBD. Competition has 100 or less. And we have, and do they work? The testimonies say they work better than the competition. We have a team. We formed a team to sell to the military and to the government agencies, and there's a four-member team, ex-military people, ex-military purchasing people, and who work in the pharmaceutical industry. So we think we have the best team going. We have teams now. We've established a relationship with a pharmaceutical firm that in four northeastern states. They focus on the pharmacies and the medical facilities. So we have Carl Eller, the president of the NFL Players, Retired Players Association. He's our sports vice president, the chief medical officer for that organization, Dr. Patricio Reyes, who's with the VA currently. He's also on our board. We picked up John Pauly out of the pharmaceutical industry, a vice president and a CEO in that industry. He's now on our board. So we have a very strong organization and great products. For 2019, what do we see happening? Our stock has taken a beating, and it's primarily the cure for this in 2019 is we're going to become self-funding. And that is a goal, and we're going to achieve it. We're going to have three new products, introductory products. We aim to get into the box stores and the pharmacies. We're going to become a watchword. We're also going to be looking at Europe, but only after we've really strengthened our position in North America. I think we really had the cart before the horse when we were looking to go to Europe before really achieving maximum strength in North America. So we're going to get maximum strength in North America first, then we're going to look towards Europe and Asia. At any rate, if people want on any of our distribution lists for any of our email copies and our press releases for all of the exciting things we plan for 2019, and you're going to see huge releases, much more frequent press releases from us because the news is really beginning to flow. And you can just contact us at www.painreliefmeds.com or where you can buy our products currently online. And premierbiomedical.com. Finally and lastly, Everett, I really thank you for this opportunity to be on with you and your team. Love your team and all of the people that you have on your staff. I want to wish all of you, your staff, and our listeners a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever they celebrate at this time. And more than that, a happy and prosperous new year in 2019 for everyone and for us. And all I can say to everyone is watch this space and read our press releases because this company is really going to take off in 2019. Thank you, Everett.
My guest has been Bill Hartman. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. The company that we highlighted today was Premier Biomedical. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. And happy holidays to you, Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.